Thank you very much, Angie. We often need reminding, don't we, of the treasures we have on our doorstep? And Let's Talk is very good at celebrating all things local. So now we can hear about the boat-building exploits of a Sheringham family, who for 100 years built scores of crab boats and a lifeboat, using time-honoured skills, hand tools and a seafarer's eye. Here's Tony with the story of the Emery dynasty.
The Emery dynasty began in about 1850 with Lewis Buffalo Emery, who went on to craft the town's famous Henry Ramey Upchur lifeboat, still preserved in its own seafront museum. But his first vessel was born out of necessity when the fisherman needed a new boat, could not find anyone to build it, so he decided to do it himself. Their reign ended in 1957 with the final crab boat, Charles Mark, finished by Harold Lewis's great-grandson. In between, they made an armada of hard-working boats that served fishermen from Yorkshire to Kent, built by Emery hands, eyes and brains that combined craft skills with seafaring knowledge and innovative thinking. "I wanted a boat, so I built one," has been researched and written by current family members Michael, Malcolm and Jonathan. The idea was hatched 40 years ago, but came to the boil in 2020 when they decided to get it down in print. The result is an 80-page anthology featuring 160-plus images with anecdotes and family reflections recalling their boat-building ancestors, their vessels and inventions. They include pioneering efforts to add motors to oar and sail-driven crabbers, and a clever way of adding a propeller that did not damage in a beach landing. The story also highlights boat building done with hand tools and by eye rather than using wooden formers. The colourful character of Robert Callie Emery, whose like of a pint and loss of an eye didn't affect his ability to make sought-after vessels. An export model shipped to the Falklands to ferry shepherds and between islands. Links to a rich, philanthropic businessman who provided free beer for locals at the launch of his varnished pleasure boat. Jonathan Emery, who did much of the book research, says, "We have piles of photos, cuttings and memories, but this book aims to make them more permanent by putting them down in black and white for posterity. We are justifiably proud of our family history and we wanted to share it. I wanted a boat, so I built one. The story of the Emery boat building business was published by Poppyland Publishing on September the 1st. Priced at £10.95, it is available from www.poppyland.co.uk.